Hello, and welcome back to the Curious Kid Podcast. This week, we are learning about a part of our bodies that helps us feel, hear, see, think, talk, walk, breathe, and so much more. We simply couldn't live without this extremely important organ. Do you have any idea what we're learning about this week?
Mailbag!
Mailbag! Hi, we are Severino, age 7, and Josefina, age 5, from Reynoldsburg, Ohio. We love your podcast and listen every chance we get. Severino is very interested in human anatomy and medical science. He loved the episode about autism and wants to cure autism when he grows up. He would really like you to get curious about the brain. Thank you, and keep up the great podcasts. From Severino and Josefina.
Wow, that was an amazing email. We really hope Severino is able to cure autism.
Wouldn't that be incredible? We really hope that Severino follows his dreams and does research on curing autism. And once he finds a cure, we would love to have him as a guest on the podcast. If you want to learn more about autism, please check out episode 96 of the podcast called Curious About Autism.
But before you do that, stick around for the rest of the episode because we are getting curious about the brain for Severino and Josefina.
We are going to learn about the different parts of the brain and what they do, how to keep your brain safe and healthy, some amazing brain facts, and we will even learn about some really interesting animal brains. What's the question of the week?
The question of the week is, what is brain freeze and how does it happen?
Interesting one. Let's start by learning about five parts of the brain.
The cerebrum is a great place to start because it is the biggest part of the brain.
The cerebrum has two major functions. It is responsible for thinking, and it also controls our voluntary muscles.
Voluntary muscles are the muscles that move when you want them to. I need them to do things like play the piano or play soccer.
The cerebrum also controls long-term memory and short-term memory. An example of short-term memory is remembering something you did very recently, like remembering what you ate for breakfast this morning. An example of long-term memory is remembering something you did a long time ago, like remembering a name of a restaurant you ate at a couple of years ago.
The cerebrum has two halves. The right half controls the left side of the body, and the left half controls the right side of the body.
Next up is the cerebellum. The cerebellum is much smaller than the cerebrum, and it is located in the back of the brain, under the cerebrum.
The cerebellum controls your balance and coordination. It helps make sure you don't fall over when you stand or walk.
Next, let's talk about a super important part of the brain that can be found under the cerebrum and right in front of the cerebellum. It's called the brainstem.
The brainstem connects your brain to your spinal cord, which is located in your neck and back. It controls your involuntary muscles.
The involuntary muscles are the muscles that keep working automatically without us thinking about them. One example would be the heart. The heart is a muscle, but it beats and beats, even without us thinking about it.
The stomach is another example. The stomach digests our food without us thinking about it.
That's true. And it's the brainstem that sends the signals that control all of the involuntary muscles that makes it responsible for breathing air, circulating blood around our bodies, and digesting food. That's important.
The brainstem also processes the messages going back and forth between the brain and the rest of the body.
Wow. I'm starting to realize that not only is the brain a vital organ we can't live without, but each of the five parts that we're discussing today are so important on their own.
The next part is very important, even though it's tiny. It's the size of a pea.
It's called the pituitary gland, and its major function is to make hormones that go to the rest of your body and allow you to grow. Sometimes, I'll take a look at pictures of you from just a few years ago and be amazed at how much you've grown in that time. It's the tiny pituitary gland that is responsible for all that growth.
Last but certainly not least is the hypothalamus, which controls the temperature of your body.
That sounds like another very important job. A healthy body temperature is 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit, or 37 degrees Celsius. If you get too hot, the hypothalamus gets involved and sends messages to your body to sweat so you can get rid of the heat. On the other hand, if you get too cold, the hypothalamus sends messages to your body to start shivering to warm you up.
The brain is so important, and there are things we can do to keep our brain healthy and safe.
To keep your brain healthy, be sure to eat healthy foods, get lots of exercise, challenge your brain by reading, playing an instrument, or creating art, and get plenty of sleep.
And keep your brain safe by wearing a helmet when riding your bike and never diving into water that isn't deep enough.
The brain is protected by the skull that surrounds it, but it is still very fragile, so it's our job to protect our brains. Our brain is soft and delicate. It feels a bit like a mushroom. It's also wrinkly and pink, and it weighs about 3 pounds.
A 2-year-old child has a brain that's already 80% of its adult size.
A baby's head is generally pretty big compared to the rest of its body in order to hold the brain. The brain grows and grows and isn't fully mature until about 20 or 25 years of age.
The brain has teeny tiny cells called neurons.
You aren't kidding when you say teeny tiny. That's because the brain has about 100 billion neurons. So they must be almost impossibly small. Those neurons send messages around your body. The neurons send more messages around your body than all the phones in the world. And those messages travel around your body at over 150 miles per hour.
That's why our brains are even more powerful than a supercomputer.
And it just keeps going and going. Even while you sleep, your brain keeps sending millions and millions of messages.
According to a study, the brain creates about 49 thoughts per minute.
That's a lot of thinking. If you do the math, you can figure out that the brain generates about 70,000 thoughts a day.
The human brain is about 2% of its total body weight.
That means that humans have the biggest brains as a proportion of their total body weight. There are animals that do have bigger brains, though. For example, the biggest brain in the animal kingdom goes to the sperm whale that has a brain that weighs a whopping 17 pounds. Okay, before we get to the question of the week, prepare yourself for some unbelievable, astonishing, and incredible facts about the brains of different animals.
Spider brains are so big they spill into their legs.
That's right. There isn't enough space in a spider's head for its massive brain, so some of the spider's brain can be found in its legs.
An ostrich's brain is smaller than its eyeball.
So ostriches have really big eyeballs. Each one is about 2 inches in diameter, or about the size of a billiards ball. The problem with having eyes so big is that there isn't much room left for the brain.
Woodpeckers have a special skull to help protect its brain.
Woodpeckers spend lots of time pecking their heads into trees. You would think that banging their heads against trees over and over again would be horrible for the brain. It turns out that woodpeckers have a special, soft, and spongy skull and neck muscles that help protect its brain. All right, Olivia, it's time to answer the question of the week. What is brain freeze and how does it happen?
Brain freeze happens when you eat or drink something that's cold too fast.
It doesn't feel good at all. Some people call brain freeze an ice cream headache. It also has a medical name that I'm going to try to say. Sphenopalatine ganglioneuralgia.
The interesting thing is that brain freeze isn't pain that comes from your brain. Our brains can't feel pain because they don't have pain receptors.
That's right. So this is what happens during brain freeze. It starts when something very cold touches the roof of your mouth or back of your throat. When that happens, the blood vessels in the area start to constrict or shrink. The body also sends a message to deliver blood to the area to warm it up. The blood that comes in causes those same blood vessels that just constricted to swell up. The sudden shrink and then swell of the blood vessels leads to the sensation that we call brain freeze.
It's kind of like a really bad headache that only lasts a few seconds.
We've been eating plenty of ice cream and ice cold drinks where we live because it's been a really hot summer. If you've been enjoying ice cream and cold drinks like we have, be sure to eat or drink slowly to avoid brain freeze. If you do get brain freeze, there are two things you can do to make it go away quicker. You can press your tongue up against the roof of your mouth, or you can drink something warm. Well, that's a wrap for this week's episode.
Thanks so much for listening to this week's podcast, number 150, On the Brain.
Great job, Olivia, and great job, Severino and Josefina, for the brainy topic suggestion. I can't believe we've done 150 episodes of Curious Kid Podcast. If you are one of our newer listeners that didn't start listening until this year, don't forget to go back and enjoy some of our earliest episodes. The podcast has changed quite a bit since episode 1. One more reminder before we go, the season 6 finale is 6 weeks away. This year, we are answering any questions you have about Olivia, about me, or about Curious Kid Podcast in our season finale. Please get all your questions to us in the next 4 weeks. The deadline is Sunday, September 12th to get your question in. You can send it by email. Send your emails over to curiouskidpodcast@gmail.com. You can also leave us a voicemail with your question. Just dial 856-425-2324. Either way, please give us your name, age, and hometown so we can thank you for getting in touch with us. Join us next week when we will get curious about tickling for a listener in Long Island, New York. As always, thank you so much for listening and getting curious with us.